Hello everybody and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. This week we're talking about the impact of kindness, and it's just a regular team, so I'm going to let you enjoy this one. It's a fun one, and as always, have a magical week. Hello everybody and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. This week we are having a classic team podcast, which I think this is a sort of now unusual one, but it's exciting to go back and check out this old format. So I hope people are excited for this. This week we're going to be talking about kindness and we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, let's go around the room and see how everyone has been going this week. So Graham, how are you going this week?
Morning, Chess. Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. Very excited. We've had 2.6 days of sunshine so far, and it's looking amazing outside. So very excited about that. And happy to be on the podcast once again.
And great to have you and great to hear that the weather's going well. Love that. Danette, how are you going this week?
Yeah, like Graham, really well. We have been doing a little bit of Wild Fit, which we're going to be talking to the person who created that in next month. So nice green smoothies in the morning and eating healthily. And exciting news we shared with the group just then, we got solar power on the roof yesterday. So that was super exciting.
And that's pretty good. That pairs pretty well with the good weather, I'd say.
It does.
So that's awesome. And congrats. Very exciting. Al, how are you going this week?
Oh, I'm going great. Thanks, Jez. Yes, as I've mentioned before, I've been learning to kite surf and realize there's a lot more to flying a kite than I realized. And having my fourth lesson this afternoon, I'm really excited because I think we're actually getting in the water.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome, Al. Well, we can't wait to check in next week and see how that all went. That's very exciting and best of luck.
Thanks, Jess.
No worries. And John, how are you going this week?
Hey, Jess. Yeah, hi all. I'm pretty good, actually. It's, like Graham and Danette, I think we've second day of warm weather and sun shining, although it's supposed to rain the Savo here, apparently. We'll wait and see. But just means I'm going to get wet riding home, which is cool.
Nice.
I wonder if you could you ride surf or kite ride? Is that a thing yet?
I don't believe it is, Graham.
Kite riding.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
Have any of you ever seen the land skiing, people using ski poles and rollerblades?
Yes.
That's, I feel like, I've seen kite skateboarding where people like have attached themselves to a big skateboard and then they're holding onto a kite.
Wow.
So that's yes.
That could hurt.
Well, yeah, coming down is not the easy part, that's for sure. Oh, by the way, Al, sorry, before I forget, I have one word for you, Al. It's actually two, GoPro.
GoPro.
Yes.
Please.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Please.
Especially when you're learning.
Yeah, for the ML social media.
Yes. Yeah, that would be awesome. Jez, how's your week been?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. It's been pretty great weather here. We had yesterday we had predicted a full day, our first 30-degree day, full day of sun, and halfway through the day it bucketed down, which was kind of interesting. So
ouch.
But
welcome
to
Melbourne.
That's it. But otherwise it's been a really good week this week. And same great weather down here, and I managed also to go play some basketball this weekend. So yeah, it was all good.
Nice.
Cool. Well, before we get into the podcast today, we have an ML recommendation. And that is by Danette today. So Danette, what book have you got for us for your ML recommendation?
I have Big Panda and Tiny Dragon by James Norbury. And this is, again, a beautiful, simple book. Gorgeous illustrations for those that are watching on video. And I just thought I'd share two lovely quotes that I thought sort of go in theme with today's session on kindness and just, you know, thinking, I suppose, a little bit more purposefully. So the first one is, "You're a good listener," said Tiny Dragon. "Love this bit. Listening never landed me in trouble," replied Big Panda. That's actually quite deep, isn't it? I love that one. And the other one, let me just find the page. and this comes with a beautiful illustration, is it's the shortest day, said Tiny Dragon. Winter is truly upon us. But also the longest night, said Big Panda, and that comes with its own wonders. So I love this. It goes through the different seasons. And James sort of wrote it because he went on a mindfulness meditation journey. And for me, it's just about slowing down. It's about two friends exploring life, what works, what doesn't. It's absolutely a beautiful book. So highly recommend Big Panda and Tiny Dragon by James Norbury.
Awesome. That sounds great. And I'll definitely check that one out. And if you're interested in looking into that book a bit more, you can check the description of this podcast to have a look. Thanks so much for that ML recommendation. And also that did remind me, that's one other thing I forgot to mention was, did anybody see the lunar eclipse the other day?
Yeah. How gorgeous was it?
It was amazing. And in Melbourne, we saw it. And then also we were lucky enough to see two huge shooting stars the same night. It was like a really cool kind of cosmic night for Kanika and I, which is cool. So we're like, wow, this is
nice. Gorgeous.
That night thing just reminded me though. So nice. And I hope everyone got to check that out as well. So today we're talking about the impact of kindness. And the reason we're doing that one is because Kanika, our social media person, reminded us that we haven't actually done a podcast that's on theme with the month in a while. And so we figured this is probably a good time for people so that we can have some information for people that may be interacting with the theme of the month. They can also go check out a podcast that's directly related, recorded in the time frame of the month. We do have two other podcasts on kindness, and I actually thought we had more. I went and looked back and looked because I found both of them very impactful. So I was like, oh, we must have done a couple of these. We've really only done two. So great work. The other ones definitely had a big resonance with me. So it's made me very excited for today. So I think we can just jump into this one. So I might start with Graham here. Graham, what are some kind acts that have had an unexpectedly large impact on you?
Thanks, Jess. Once again, great question. So a couple come to mind. One was in Zurich. I pick a year. I think it might have been about 2015. I could be wrong. We were at a conference over there, and one of the speakers had a Ian Lopaten is the guy. Ian had launched a clothing label called Spiritual Gangster. And Ian's a wonderful, wonderful human being. And Robin, it was a Robin Sharma conference. Robin had invited a musician that he had run into, not quite literally, busking on the Thames in London, invited him across to play and sing and stuff. So at one point he got introduced to, so the muso was Scott. He was introduced to Ian. And Scott just said, I love your, Ian had a hoodie, not this one, but a Spiritual Gangster one. And Scott said, love your hoodie, looks great. So Ian just took it off and gave it to him. Because that's who Ian is. But it was just a beautiful thing. And obviously it resonated, that it impacted me emotionally, intellectually and everything else. But it was a wonderful thing to see. That's probably the first that comes to mind for me.
Awesome. That's great, Graham. Thanks for that one. It's very cool as well. I love that that idea, just to give something just because someone wants it. That's like so nice. Yes, I agree. Beautiful. Danette, what are some kind acts that have had an unexpectedly large impact on you?
So one of them was, in fact, I would say both my grandmothers, so I'll share a story from both. So my dad's mother, we used to call her Granny Jock because she was married to Jock. She taught me to read. So at three, I was reading full books, so like this size, because she really believed that reading was key to life. So she created that passion in me. So that act of her sitting and taking the time to teach me has created pretty much everything in my life. My grandmother, farm granny, she was consistent in my life growing up in terms of coming to the farm where we now live and having a safe space where I could just relaxed, and funnily enough, often had my head in a book or I was roaming across paddocks and stuff like that. So I think sometimes, and I thought of another one when my father actually said to me, when I missed out on uni by 2 marks, you can either go and get a job or you can go back to school, repeat and get into uni, which is what you say you want to do. So being kind enough to say you have an option when I was thinking, oh, this is a disaster, taught me that if you don't quit, you can always have massive impact. And I think, you know, just everyone in magical learning, you know, we do beautiful things for one another. We've got each other's back. And that for me makes my life so much richer. So there's some of my stories.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Jeanette. And some great examples there and all got different parts to them. So I love that. So that's great. Thanks so much for that. Alan, what are some kind acts that have had an unexpectedly large impact on you?
What comes up for me with this question, Jez, is it's not one big thing for me. It's lots of little things along the way. And they all pointed to somebody saw me, not for when I was doing something great, but just saw me as a human being and sent the message that I'm okay as I am. Recently, we went to the supercar V8 race cars up here on the Gold Coast. And unlike everybody else who had earplugs or earmuffs, I was walking around with my fingers in my ears, feeling a bit of a fool. And after about an hour, somebody tapped me on the back and passed me a couple of earplugs. And I was so grateful and handed one to my wife, Renee, because I think she might be losing her hearing because she doesn't hear a lot of the things I say. And as we're putting these earplugs in, I got a tap on the shoulder and the guy handed out another 2 earplugs for me. And I still have them sitting here on my bench as a reminder of somebody who could see me, not for the idiot who didn't know to bring earplugs, but yeah, somebody that was worth sharing the earplugs with.
Absolutely. And great story there, Al. And I love that you've kept a little memento of that as well. That's a great one. And so thanks for that. And yeah, great little lesson there. John, what are some kind acts that have had an unexpectedly large impact on you?
Thanks, Jess. It's called domestic deafness, I think, is what you're talking about, Al, and the wife doesn't hear. Well, that's what I get told when I miss out. But so for me, our oldest boy in high school, so years 7, 8, 9, so he would have been, 13, 14, 15, was wild, was absolutely wild. He was very different to the rest of our kids. And there was he went to a Maris school and there was a Maris brother there that actually took him and looked after him and kept him at school through to the end of year 10, so 16. So for 4 years, this Maris brother worked with him, kept the school away from him, I guess, in a lot of ways. And when he should have been thrown out multiple times, kept, going into bat for him. And I think it not only made a big impact on us, but it made a big impact on Jolie that, he looks back at this brother and they don't have contact anymore. But just the work that he did, and he actually appreciates the fact of what this brother did for him when he didn't need to. So that was a big one. The other big one that I had, and it goes off what Danette was saying about magical learning and what, everyone having each other's back. But when I separated from Trish the last time, and that's a story in itself, but you guys, I was moving to a house that I had nothing, and you guys just opened up the storage container and basically said, come over and load up and take whatever you want. And that made a huge difference to me from, walking out with nothing to having the ability to be able to have a table and have a, this, that, and the other in the house was really good. So, they're things that have impacted on me. And I agree, Danette, it's that ongoing kindness that you guys have shown me every day that we've been together or known each other that has made a huge impact.
And vice versa, John, just saying.
No, thanks so much for that. That's some great stuff there. And great examples across the board. It's so nice to see also the different ways that kindness can sort of come in, and stuff. And even this week for me, I got an opportunity with sort of a TV network, which is something I've always wanted to work with. And ML obviously was very going to be very flexible with that. I didn't end up getting it, but another example of kindness, the person that I was talking to about it was like, you know, you didn't get this. It was close, but this other person who's very experienced got this and I have no experience. So it was nice that I was even considered, but they're like, if you want, you can just come in for a day to watch the shoot and you can hang out with us. And I was like, that's so nice because they don't have to do that. You know, it's a big network show. I don't have any experience, but that's also something where I was like, this is so sweet. So it's always nice when it happens. I might jump to question two now, and I'll stay with you here, John. What is an act of kindness that still affects how you interact with people today?
So for me, I worked for Lifeline for about 5 years, and the people that I dealt with were so for those who don't know, Lifeline is a suicide prevention line, 24-hour phone line here in Australia. And the number of people that I dealt with on the phones, but also the people answering the phones, they were just amazing people for those 5 years and what they gave of themselves and just the constant giving, you know, in the face of adversity, but giving up their time, giving up, you know, what they could. To help people has just made a huge impact. And for me, this whole kindness thing comes back to, or you go back to that TED talk that Drew Dudley does. And someone does something, what they think is just a normal act, but it can have such a huge impact on the person that they do it to in such a positive way that they'll never know. And I think we do that constantly day in, day out with so many people. I hope we do that. Yeah, you know, that one act can make such a big difference to someone.
Absolutely, yeah. And thanks for that, John. Great example as well. Al, I might go to you. What is an act of kindness that still affects how you interact with people today?
To me, it was the first time I met Graham and Danette. It was a very tough time in my life. And I really noticed how they were different to, I guess, a lot of my other friends who were trying to cheer me up and I guess, avoid the elephant in the room, where Graham and Danette again saw me as a perfectly imperfect human. And the one question that always stuck out to me, Danette asked, what is the gift in this for you? On the way home, I thought, she is crazy. There is no gift in this for me. Eventually, I started finding them and I'm still finding them today. And that's a question that I ask so many other people now, which, a bit like John said, you know, I'm not sure if it has the same impact in their life, but I know it had such a massive impact for me that, you know, I'm wanting to pass that on.
Yeah, love that. Thanks, Al. And great question and great thing to just carry forward, I think, as well. Danette, what's an act of kindness that still affects how you interact with people today?
Graham and I were overseas in Barcelona with a dear friend of ours, Jason Axsmith, and we went on a tour of a winery, which was an amazing winery. And the host was so generous. Jason was so generous. The guests that he brought along. And it just reminded me, you know, to always be generous, connect, support business that's around your area. And I just remember the magic of walking along through the vineyards as we were going back to the train station and just being at peace. And Jason's just such a generous person, so kind. You can tell him anything and there's no judgment. And so he just created this delightful experience that he didn't have to, but he did it just to show us his passion, his love. And he made a connection with us and another couple of people that was just extraordinary. And for me, I still carry that gift and it always reminds me to be generous.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so cool as well and so nice. Love that, Danette. Graham, what is an act of kindness that still affects how you interact with people today?
The biggie for me was, and it sort of follows on from one of Al's comments a little earlier, was meeting someone who, for the first time in my life, as far as I could remember at that point, made me feel safe to be me and not pretend to be somebody else. And I, because I was just sort of reflecting, was that an act of kindness? Or I don't think it really matters, because it was for me. And that person was Danette. And yes, Al, she is crazy.
In the nicest possible way.
let's just, because it's a kindness, so I'll be kind and say, yes, that's correct. But that fundamentally shifted the way I think about everything. So, and it's still here.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that's also a kind of a good point as well, Graham, is that sometimes, I guess that's also the bigger thing that I've taken away also from these conversations, is often sometimes you can do something that you don't even think of as kind, and it can have such a big kind ripple effect on people. Because of the way it's received. So that's awesome. And I think also kind of piggybacking kind of what Al was saying, I think it's also in those moments of grief that you do get to see those kindness from people, because it's when you're at your kind of most vulnerable and you don't have many places to go. For us, like last year when we got a dog, and then also within about a month and a half, we had to put it down. We were really distraught because we were also in lockdown. So this was something that we were looking forward to, but we got so much kindness from people because we were struggling in that time. There were so many people that reached out and helped, or, you know, made us food, or, you know, gave us time or anything like that. So yeah, I think in those sort of, kind of what Al was talking about, what is the gift here in some ways, it's like you do kind of get to see that in sort of those lower moments where people can come out and help you. So yeah, that was my one. Graham, I might stick with you for the final question here. What makes kindness so impactful?
Yeah, again, great question. I was going to try and sort of dive into some of the psychology of the neuroscience behind it, but the obvious impactful thing is, if we just think about the spike in dopamine that we get. And one of the really interesting things I found out about dopamine, because we often very broadly categorize dopamine as the feel-good chemical, you know, the neurotransmitter. When our dopamine level goes up, we feel good. But it's not that. It's actually a little different to that. Because one of the good things about dopamine is that it actually helps us learn. So it's involved in firing up our pleasure centers. So somebody does something kind for us, or we do something kind for someone else. And it spikes our dopamine, activates dopamine in our brain. But one of the things it then does is creates a connection between what we just did in being kind to somebody else and feeling good. And if I'm the recipient of the kind act, it's a similar sort of thing. Somebody just did something nice for me, but it creates that link. So it, rather than just having a connection in our head about the event, the connection is extended to the act that triggered the event, if that makes sense. It started out sounding like English in my head, and I think I went to Latin. But I know the really clever people out there listening will understand all of that anyway. And yeah. Can I just say one other thing? I think we massively, massively underestimate the power of little things. And I think Al mentioned little things before. It's always the little things.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Graham. And I think also it's always nice to also have a bit of that science perspective as well. Even though it's been great hearing also all the stories and stuff, it's nice to have a little touch point there as well. So thanks for that. Danette, what makes kindness so impactful?
So I would start with, actually, we should think about self-kindness first. So in order to be kind to others, we need to come to ourselves first. And it's part of that whole self-care to be sustainably a great version of yourself. So I would encourage everyone, what's one thing you can do today that is kinder to yourself first, and then think about little things you can do for others, because otherwise you run out of steam eventually. And the other thing I love about kindness, and why I think this topic is so important and we should do it at least once a year, but possibly every 6 months or thereabouts, is because it can be take many different forms, it often is free. And as everyone said, it has that beautiful ripple effect where you don't know the impact that you may have on others. And it is worth doing anyway, because that ripple impact is, because kindness is such a beautiful vibration, as Graham said, releases dopamine, all the feel-good chemicals, it's creating something better in the world just by doing something simple. And it could be as simple as a smile. It could be as simple as leaving a post-it note on someone's desk saying, you're awesome, or thank you. It doesn't have to be anything massive. But as Al said in his example, you know, we need to be seen, not judged. And kindness is that space. Judgment leaves the room, and we're creating a safe space for people. So why not give it a go? Notice how you feel. Notice the impact on the person you do it to, but also understand that it's having a massive ripple effect on those around you as well.
Yeah, and just sort of off that as well, I've seen, I also work sometimes at an organic grocery store, and when I'm working there, some people come in and they're in a real mood, and you can see, if you be kind to them, you can see that it at least brings them to a neutral place, which is going to affect the rest of their interactions for the rest of the day. And also, it affects the people that watch what happened. They feel better. So their ripple effect can really be, even in one moment, instantly affecting a bunch of people. So definitely it's a great idea there. So thanks, Danette. Alan, what makes kindness so impactful?
I love what you just mentioned there, Jez, about if somebody else can come in, you know, in a high emotional state. We, I guess, can control the world around us. Control might be not the right word. Create the world around us by how we are. And I've had examples like that where someone's been cranky and I've been cranky back and it didn't go well. Where I have had examples, like you say, where I've been kind to them and thought, wow, that really changed. And I guess that brings me to what makes kindness so impactful for me is it's unexpected. And the other part, I love what Danette said, it's we're not being judgmental when we're being kind. And to me, when we're being kind, we're being caring and so many other wonderful things as well.
Yeah. And that's also true. And I think it's a word that is a great one to attach, which is caring to kindness, which I love, Al. That's a great insight. So thanks for that. John, what makes kindness so impactful?
I think everyone else has pretty much covered my answers. You know, the fact that it is free, it's something, and it's the small things you do. It tells someone that they actually matter or that you care, and that knowing that someone cares about you. And in this world where you pick up the newspaper or you read it online or you watch the news, you know, the majority of stories are of tragedy, of things gone wrong, of someone doing something really stupid. And as Alan said, being kind can be unexpected, which is, I guess, in a way, a sad indictment that on the world and on the people around us, that people aren't expecting others to be nice or to be kind to them. But those simple acts of, whether it's a smile or whether it's a post-it note on the desk, as Danette was saying, you know, they can be have such a big impact, because you don't know what someone else is going through. And if you can show that smile or smile at someone, they can get a warm feeling and actually their day can improve. So, you know, there's so much just in simple acts that we should be doing more often.
Absolutely. And John, just off that, this week I was watching a video was like a neurobiology lecture thing, and the person was talking about they did an experiment to see if you put people in a room and they're competing against someone, and say you're just earning chips, which, you know, you can cash out for cash later, would they spend that money to negatively impact the other person if they thought they were cheating, right? So this was kind of an interesting experiment. And they found that in some cases they would spend money to do that, to affect people that they thought were cheating. But then also, this is just to show how important kindness is, some people would actually spend chips to negatively affect someone who was being very kind, because they thought it would set a precedent that everyone had to be really kind, and they were afraid of that. But it shows that kindness can be unexpected in both ways. You know, if someone's too kind, some people find that frightening, and if they're not being kind enough, people find that frightening. So it shows how impactful it can be, that, you know, you doing something kind for someone really has a huge effect. So
No, I agree. There's been plenty of studies like that, though, Jess. Plenty of studies where, you know, kindness has been shown and the impacts of that. But then on the other side, there was one in America where they set up a, like, had prisoners and guards, and just how the guards, they had to shut it down early. And this was back in the 60s, 70s. But they had to shut it down early because the guards took it to an extreme where they took their power and control to a point where it was just very unhealthy. So, you know, those studies are there, and we can show that those little things make such a big impact on people, both positively and negatively. And the question, I guess, is how do you want to live your life, and what impact do you want to have on the people around you?
Absolutely. Well, and John, I might stay with you then with this. I guess, what are your final thoughts now on the impact of kindness?
Huge impact. The simple act, a very simple act, like a smile, saying hello to someone, can make a huge impact on someone that, and you may never know, you know, ultimately what that impact is going to be, but they're free. You can do it. You don't need to go out and buy someone a house or a car, although I'm available to take those gifts too, if you'd like to do that. Well, Graham's got his hand up. He's keen. But simple, small acts make a difference. Buying someone, you know, paying for a cup of coffee for someone behind you that you're never going to know, and they're never going to know. It's, you know, they can do something so strong.
Yeah. Love that. Thanks, John. Al, final thoughts on the impact of kindness?
Yeah, I've got a couple of action items, Jez, that I've got from a course I did probably 5 years ago. And they challenged us there to smile at somebody or say hi just walking down the footpath. Mm-hmm. And I felt so uncomfortable. I thought, what are these people going to think this weirdo is doing? I got the best smiles back, and I still do it today. The other one was, they said, practice at the checkout. You're standing there for 5 minutes, nothing else better to do. Why not interact with that person who is serving you? And I've had some fascinating conversations with the person at the checkout, and they've explained to me how grumpy people's groceries can be stacked very differently to kind people's groceries.
Yeah, actually, Al, that does remind me a little bit. When I used to work at this very low turnover coffee shop, like, it was just, very few people would come in. And there is definitely a way to make a coffee that takes 3.5 minutes as opposed to 20 seconds if the person's really bringing a bad attitude. So I definitely agree with that. yes. Danette, final thoughts on the impact of kindness?
And Jez, you just reminded me, and Al's story just reminded me of a story I didn't share earlier, which was really impactful. And for me, someone spoke to me once about homeless people, and you know, often people who are struggling, you know, with mental health illness and stuff like that, we tend to look away because we get scared. And I remember going to a football match in Sydney, and these two homeless guys hopped on the train, and Steph started talking to them. So Steph, for those who don't know, is our eldest daughter. And it turned out that one of the guys, his daughter had drowned, and his way of coping was to drink. And so he lost his marriage and everything. And so I think when we see strangers, I love the idea of smiling and saying hello to strangers as you walk down the street. Include people that maybe you might look away from as well in that, because everyone, you know, is a human. And if we look past, you know, what they're presenting, they're still, you know, deeply inside, they're deeply human. And for me, this whole topic is about love and connection. And it might be, you know, a very quick love, as in I'm smiling at a random stranger, but I'm still trying to connect. Or it could be deeply seeing someone and letting them have the space to be able to feel safe to share who they are. It's a super important topic.
Yeah, and thanks so much for that, Danette. And Graham, final thoughts on the impact of...
Thanks for sharing the train story. I'd forgotten about it. So I was sort of thinking in the midst of all of this conversation, because so much wisdom in here. We talk a lot about kindness being free, and I've used the phrase myself, you know, it doesn't cost anything, except it does. So it doesn't necessarily cost money, but being kind to somebody else requires us giving. And this goes back to points that a few of the others in the team have made, that being kind to others starts with being kind to ourselves. It literally is... If kindness is my well, if I have no water in the well, I can't give to anybody else. So, because I was wondering, well, you know, if kindness is free, why don't we? And I think because it's actually not free, it requires effort, it requires intention. We actually have to give something of ourselves. So for me, to wrap all of this up, is we have to start with ourselves. And again, it doesn't have to be big things, it can be little things, but the more we do the little things for ourselves, the more opportunity we then have to give a little bit of kindness to others. And you know, John was saying before, you never know how it's going to impact. And I think that's the difference between conspicuous compassion and altruism. You know, we do something for someone else because it's a right thing to do, not wanting anything back, not expecting anything in return. But we have to start with ourselves.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for that, Graham. And it's a great point. I want to thank everybody for being on the podcast today. What a great one. It's good to have just a classic team podcast. It's been a little while, so it's always nice. As always, thank you everybody who's been listening and sharing this. It's we're growing nice and steadily, so it's so nice to see that people are really engaging with the content. And always, as always, have a magical week.